Suburbia. Everybody knows this is nowhere. Neil Young. I was born in Washington, D.C. on August 30th, 1948. For those of you who believe in such things, my birth date makes me a Virgo, the sign of the anal retentive. The sign kind of sucks, really, and I don't know if it has helped or hindered me, but I am sure the stars do more than twinkle. I was raised in Silver Spring, Maryland. Of course, there is no spring there, and I can assure you no one was mining for silver. Its only claim to fame is that it is the largest unincorporated city in America. In other words, we were too lazy to govern ourselves. Our town motto was, "I'd like to vote, but I don't feel like driving." Silver Spring is a suburb of Washington, D.C., and all suburbs are identical. The houses may vary in size and design, but the game is the same. Everyone has the feeling that they are living in a special space, when in fact, there is nothing unique about it. Being brought up in suburbia is, therefore, like being born and raised nowhere. It is an oxygenated void. As a result, it prepares you for either depression or space travel. Have you ever heard of the great suburban writer? Well, I promise you never will. I can just imagine how chapter 3 would begin. So many leaves, so little time. I will buy a leaf blower. Growing up in suburbia, everyone was middle class. Everyone had a lawn and a car. Everyone was white, except for the maids who would arrive once a week to clean up after all of us. It's what I imagine South Africa was like during apartheid. There was a wide variety of white people, though. Italians, Irish, Poles, Russians, Jews, Catholics, WASPs. It may have been sterile, but we all seemed to get along. It was the 50s, and America was booming. It was a time when Father actually knew best, and there was a sitcom to prove it. Elvis Presley was changing the genetic structure of America's children. There were TV dinners, specially made, I guess, for watching TV. The USSR, however, presented a bit of a problem to the idyllic suburban American lifestyle. It was our sworn enemy, and it was going to bury us. They were evil, really evil, spectacularly evil. So evil, in fact, that if you had ever been a communist, you were tainted for life, or so said Senator Joe McCarthy. Communists apparently walked among us, like aliens, ready to convert us to their heathen ways at any opportunity. The commies were no better than child molesters. I didn't experience that level of paranoia again until I smoked pot. I never quite grasped this concept. My family came from Russia, and if they were any indication of the Soviet mentality, I didn't think we had much to worry about. My grandfather had come to the United States in 1916, and didn't realize he was here until 1967. Worst of all, the Soviets had the atomic bomb, and they were going to use it if they thought it was necessary. The good news was that we also had the A-bomb, and if the Ruskies got out of line, we would blow them all to kingdom come.